20 years old, ready to rock.
John 13.
Who are you here to see tonight?
Judas Priest!
Judas Priest is the best. Uh-huh. Always has been, always
Cal, kind of classy.
They're going to show how young people fuck up today.
I'll be in the Air Force in about 2.5 weeks.
Fucking party!
That is sick! All right,
what's your name?
Graham, man, like Graham and Dent.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from fucking the West Coast, man.
You came all the way here to see the band?
You're just
passing
through now. That's a different thing.
He means, like, where are you right now?
Oh, here. Besides Earth. This is acid right now.
I'm on acid. That's where I am.
Is that all right? Is that what kind of drugs you're doing?
Yeah, drugs. Fucking A, everything.
Cocaine, baby.
All right, so you guys like Priest, right?
Yeah.
All right. How about Dawkins? How's anybody feel about
Dawkins? Dawkins.
That would not be what it is today.
Are they really about the best?
Yeah.
I mean, they're better. What other shows have you seen here?
But Metallica.
We're going to Ocean City. After this, Ocean City.
We are headed to Ocean City to party for.
They should legalize drugs. That is a fact.
That's what they should go for, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you fuck all that.
They're practically illegal in this parking lot anyway, man.
That shit, exactly, man.
There's enough burnouts out there to go hands across America.
Got
it.
Joints across America.
Yeah, exactly, man. They should make a joint so big it fits across America. Everybody's smoking.
I'm in good life now.
Looks like you're dressed for a concert, right?
Get a shot of her. See, I told you we should have brought the baby.
I have a question. What the?
Oh, that's don't ever question. Get it in a car.
Did your boyfriend do it to you?
He's brutal.
How about your bandana? What's that? Is that a fashion?
It's just, I don't know. It's just for decoration.
It doesn't mean anything, does it?
It's about love your eyes.
It's about Metallica. Hey, boo!
I'm gone. Right. Hey, I know. Hey, let me tell you something.
Where
are
you from?
Greece is the best, man. Greece is the best. I'm telling you. Hey, let me tell you. Robin Halford is the best motherfucking single around. Hey, can't get down it, man. That motherfucker can play some guitar. Greece is bad, man. Greece is number one in heavy metal, man. And then who comes next? Iron Maiden is Greece.
Are you ready? Where are you from? Lumbering. Hell yeah! Party! Yeah! Hell yeah!
You really like heavy metal
with my buddy? Yeah! That's it!
What would you say if you saw Rob Halford right now?
I'd jump his bones!
What do you think?
What do you like about
him? He's great, man. He sings great. Group's great.
How about
Doc? Great. Excellent.
Are you fucked up?
Half and half.
Yeah. Is everybody here having a good time?
Hell yeah.
Food rules.
Hey, is Ozzy really raunchy?
Ozzy was flipping chubby, man.
He's
dead.
He's
number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about the generation gap a little bit. How old are you?
21. 19. What can I say?
What, you guys think they're young or a little old to be here?
Look at these other two buffers. We've been coming up Priest every
young
year.
Young crowd now. It used to be an older crowd. This is the sixth time I've seen the Priest.
Oh, yeah?
It's probably the first time mostly. You know.
Yeah.
There you go. Come up here, you.
Check out that shit.
have you seen
Bazonkers, man? What do you think?
Say something.
See your mom out
there. Who are you here to see tonight?
Your mother.
Some of you have to leave your girlfriends at home or something.
You know that?
Yeah. How come?
I don't like Priest.
Why not?
I don't know.
Why do you think they don't like
Priest? They're stupid, man. They're pussies.
They are.
Sucks. It doesn't belong in this world. It belongs on fucking Mars, man. What the hell is punk shit? And Madonna, Madonna can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. She's a dick. Seriously, heavy metal. Heavy metal definitely rules. Wasn't this or Juice Priest docking? Ozzy, Scorpions, they all rule. Yeah, she's tripping Jack Daniels. It all rules. All that shit rules. This punk shit, circle of shit, and the dicks and all, that can go to hell. I don't care. You know, I don't really give a shit about that kind of punk fuck.
What would you say if you saw, if you met Rob Halford?
We're going to.
We're going to. We got backstage passes.
How'd you get the backstage pass?
It's a long story.
It's a real long story. Okay, a friend of ours got killed in a car accident about a month ago, and he loves Judas Priest. So his mom wrote to the manager, and there's about 75 of us here, and they gave us all, they were writing back and everything and calling. They gave us all backstage passes.
Wow, that's
really
nice.
Yeah, it is pretty nice. We're going to. You'll see us. We got a great big banner. It says Timmy loved Judas Priest.
Does anybody here do air guitar?
He's in there. Hey, he might.
Jack Hoffman does. Jack Hoffman.
Hey, air guitar.
Yeah, Frank on a tape. Air guitar. There he is. Air guitar.
Air guitar.
Air guitar.
Brother.
Air guitar
contest. I'm going to play her.
All right.
Blah, 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 blah. I get around here. Get around, blah, blah. I get around.
Yo, man.
Who are
you here to see tonight?
Fucking Judas Priest.
Where'd you come from tonight?
Reston,
Virginia.
Bayberry, USA.
Yeah. They like heavy metal down there?
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, buddy. What do you, what do you usually do when you listen to heavy metal?
You're wrong.
Everything.
Yeah. Just do it anytime.
Yes. Your parents listen to it? Or?
Yeah.
My dad. Well, my mom.
I'm here because of my mom.
Usually 3 days.
Your parents know you're,
My mom bought me tickets to this concert, please. Mama, we are here because of you, Mama.
We love his mom. It's crazy, man. It's real crazy. I've never seen such thing in all my life until I've been working here.
What's the craziest thing you've seen go on at a heavy metal concert?
Well, these young guys, huh? The way the people dress, the way they make noise, and the way they, you know, drive around the parking lot real wild.
Where are you from?
Jamaica.
Do they have anything like this in Jamaica?
Never. Never.
All right, this is the number one concert.
Michael Foster is once more. We're going to jam out for him. This is what he wanted to see. He's in the hospital.
Yeah.
shirt.
Ace Lettering Company.
Ace Lettering Company. Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite heavy metal band?
Priest.
Yeah, man. Scorpions, but they're not here tonight, so I got the Priest tonight. Okay. Yeah, what do you usually do when you go to a show?
Get fucked up, drink a couple beers.
All right,
now.
Well, he's playing around.
Priest.
You want to be on Fanny right. Team? Right. Right.
Hey, I gotta kick it.
What you gotta
say? Hey, you know, hey, let me kick it. I don't know.
You ready?
Hey, what I mean?
Sure. Hey, my goal tonight is sit back, run back my cart, drink a few beers, and puke on some unsuspecting victims.
We're barroom buddies, not the best guy. Nobody fucks with a friend of mine. I love you when he's happy, when our crowd is blue.
I mean, what do you usually do when you go to a heavy metal concert?
I've never been to one.
Really? You've never been to a heavy metal concert?
She's in
for
a treat. No. Really?
No.
Well, have you been drinking, having a good time?
Yeah. What do you want to say?
What have you been drinking?
Jack Daniels and Tim. What else?
Bro.
Okay, Judas Priest, you play your heart out tonight for all these kids, okay?
Oh God, we love you, Blanchington, we love you, Blanchington, we love you, we want to fuck your brains out.
She likes it.
What other bands do you like besides Neil Diamond?
Van Halen.
Great, okay. And how about you? Do you like Neil Diamond?
Yes, I do. I remember him seeing Solitary Man and on TV, a film in Greenwich Village, New York in the 60s.
So, what do you get out of monster trucks?
It's the ultimate, man.
How long have you been monster truck fans?
This is the first time.
So, where are you from originally?
Vietnam.
Do they have monster trucks in Vietnam?
No way. Why they not? Don't even have bicycles there.
Do they have monster bicycles? Yep. You like Bigfoot?
Yep.
How come everyone likes Bigfoot and nothing else?
Probably because he's the biggest truck.
He's the biggest truck?
Yeah.
Does your mommy have a big truck?
Yes.
Do you have a big truck, Mommy? Is it jacked up in the air, Mommy? Do you have a Confederate flag on it?
No, no.
Do you have big silver tires and big metal tires?
Sure do.
Do you ever drive over, crunch your neighbor's cars, just drive down the street?
I'm going to make me mad.
Why are you going here today, then, if you're only just little fans? These are $16 for tickets. For the noise?
Yeah.
What about those dangerous drunk crackers in there? Aren't they kind of dangerous? They get all wild?
We take care of them.
How you doing?
Good.
Y'all big monster truck fans?
Yeah, they are.
Hey, I just weigh your kids up on your shoulders, just like a jacked up kid instead of a jacked up truck.
Yeah, we're gonna take him down here to see if we can jack him up down here.
Really?
Well, yeah, we got our hands full.
We got full of the stadium.
Have you all ever seen Deliverance?
Yeah.
You wanna drive a monster truck when you're older?
These days is on public access, cable TV channels set aside for public use. People who've seen public access know a lot of the shows are hard to watch because the productions are amateur at best, but it doesn't mean they're not wildly entertaining. Some of them, in fact, are so bad, they're good.
What's your name?
Graham, man, like Graham and Tim.
What have you been drinking?
Jack Daniels and Tim, what else?
Bro.
What? What is this?
Well, we're with MTV.
Is definitely out there. Careful.
We start the show in a parking lot, right? Heavy metal parking lot.
This
is the cult movie that Nirvana had on the tour bus, is that right?
Well, it is now. A cult classic.
What was your intent in making this film?
We just, we were drawn to these subjects and just kind of liked this stuff. It just kind of leapt out at us.
Madonna can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. She's a dick. Seriously, heavy metal definitely rules.
What'd you think of heavy metal parking lot?
Painful memories of my early teenage years.
I loved the movie. It was hysterical. I'd love to see a version of it done now, today, right. 10 years, who knows, 11 years later.
And here at Couch Coliseum in Hamilton, Marilyn Manson concert. It's Heavy Metal Parking Lot Part 2 in 1997.
Yo, it's not one of you and Sir Man here. We just got backstage passes to go see Rob Halford. Let's leave this heavy metal parking lot.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who am I?
You're a metal god.
The movie from 86, do you remember that? Did you ever go in the parking lot? I've been going in parking lots ever since I got into rock and roll, and that's a good place to see and meet the real people.
What do you think about the movie Heavy Metal Parking Lot?
That's a semblance of everything that we do. The people out there are what make everything that we do happen.
Who are you here to see tonight?
What
did you say if you saw Rob Halford right now?
I jump bones.
It's a good thing you didn't go there in 86 because that lady wanted to jump your bones and you wouldn't be able to go on stage.
Well, didn't you know yet?
So we're ready to go. Are you satisfied with the monitor?
Oh, no. Fuck. Oh, no. You know what happened? The tape snapped off at the end.
Shit.
So these cassettes are at least I'm sure they're used, so they're from the early 80s.
We used cassettes when we did this.
All right, there it is.
Is that bad? John's pretty calm, though. You're calm, John.
It's like surgery. I'm like a damn surgeon. Look at this.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm really hungry.
Okay, we got it.
You did it, man! Your husband is genius!
All right, that's it.
Start driving around somewhat close to these people.
Come on, everybody. All right, get this guy. How about Doc? Are they any good?
Yeah.
Right. You think Doc will kick Jesus Christ?
No.
We're coming for close up here.
Hey, what is this from MTV series?
Oh, I can get some sound here.
Okay. This MTV series?
This is going to be on cable TV Metrovision, which is around here in this part of the county.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What other bands are you into?
That's first time I've been here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, you want to hit this?
That's all right. We're working.
That's cool, man.
Hey, man. We'll go down a lot. Everybody want to say their names? Okay, wait, we got to stand back. Yeah, anybody?
What's your name, please?
Tom.
What's going on around here?
Not much, man. Not much. We just saw Doc and just walking down here, except for Don Doc. He's like he's being a pussy.
A pussy, yeah. When do you think he'll be here?
Oh, at 8 o'clock. That's when everybody's in there.
Yeah. You like Metallica?
I think MTV should be playing more Metallica, more Priest, all that kind of shit. You go back to MTV and, like, take, like, some of the VJs or something like that. Play bullshit music, you know, like...
Madonna!
That's a great outfit. Where you guys do your shopping?
Kmart. Fredericks in Hollywood.
So, who are you here to see?
Judas Priest.
How come?
They can rock.
They fucking rule the world. Shit, I do. What is that name? New chick, merry-go-round. That all rules. This punk shit can go to hell as far as I'm concerned, which I'm not concerned at all. I'm fucked up, to tell you the truth. We play guitar, man. We're guitarists. We play. The punk shit can go to hell. We play. Yeah, we do. And what else to say? Yeah, Doc and Twisted Sister was here.
Party! And then get something to eat at McDonald's or something.
Man, I'm gonna fall down if I make it to the concert.
Are you sure this is gonna be on here?
Yes! Yeah,
it's gonna be on there. We will.
This whole thing? Come on, be on
TV. This whole entire thing is gonna be on there.
If I met KK Downey, I'd jump his bones. I'd jump his bones! I'd jump KK Downey's bones.
Give us your philosophy of life.
Philosophy of life.
My
to have a great time and an open mind. What's your philosophy on life? Yeah, it's gonna be a great concert.
Mom, like Judas Priest?
No. No, but who cares?
Where are y'all from?
Rockwell. I'm from Florida.
Are you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
That's all right, I can't say that.
Not on national TV.
No, this is national TV. This is local cable.
What? What? What is this?
Well, MTV. We're with MTV.
Bullshit! If you from MTV, I saw.
Metal up your ass! Metal up your ass!
Oh, man.
I'm Kelly McCullers at the Judas Priest concert at Capitol Center, Washington, D.C. Don't drink and drive.
Sending out tickets to all your maiden baby. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag baby.
Thinking about Heavy Metal Parking Lot, and now we have watched it. Well, watched. Not necessarily watched. But it has played, and now I feel better. Guy sure does not like punk music. It's a weird cut of that. Well, it's not a weird cut of it. I guess it's probably the one that's more widely available now. But, like, you know, originally that was like a 20-minute thing or so that came out in 86. And then around 2001, it got popular in the 90s and kind of got passed around on tape. Cult tapes that cool people have and want to show you, or you hear about and go, man, I'm gonna find one of those. And the dude who made it put it out on like DVD or, you know, put it out on tape or something, around 2001 or so with trailers for his other ideas, Monster Truck Parking Lot and Neil Diamond Parking Lot, which are, I don't know that those ever actually existed in any kind of full form. And then the lost footage at the end there is just like, I guess, some of the outtakes from the original that they cut out from the original. So you just get a little bit more footage of fucking drunk people. Those people are fucked up. And that concert hadn't even started, like, doors hadn't even opened for that show yet. Like, they were in the parking lot fucking wasted. I wonder if someone must have done something like a Where Are They Now heavy metal parking lot. Like, one of the first things you see in that is a guy saying he's going to the Air Force in 2 weeks, and he says he's 20, and he's got his arm around a girl who says she's 13. That's like one of the first fucking things you see in that thing. Is this guy who's leaving for the Air Force making out with a 13-year-old. What the fuck? Yeah, it's Virginia in the 80s, I guess. This drink open and get it going. Like you to know that they are not that innocent.
I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool? So many ways. But to Yes, it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the end.
Well, baby, I went down there and I got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Very good. But I thought the old lady dropped it in the ocean at the end. Well, I went down and got it for you. Shake it. out here. Older guy. He's had, let's say, some work done on his face. And maybe he had that work done a while ago. And he's got this gigantic mane of hair, like a Robert Plant looking. And he's got a whole thing. He's a whole thing. He's a whole thing. Inch forward a little bit.
In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhymes, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the ripple effect.
I'd say they disconnected from all intellect for longer than 5 minutes, you know what I mean? All right, anyway. This is for Wiggling Wednesday. Give a wiggle and go.